We've all learned Chumash, maybe even thought we understood. But now, with his trademark depth and clarity, and his signature up-tempo Daf Yomi style, Reb Srili Bornstein uncovers the layers beneath the words, revealing a world of meaning, relevance, and beauty in every line. Where the Derech HaLimud of the Beis Medrash meets Pashat Pshat, discover the shir that's redefining how people learn Chumash. Reb Srili Bornstein's Chumash Shir. Find it on the Lakewood Daf Yomi app, or wherever this shir is being heard.
Today's daf is Vachim Daf Kuf Zayin, and we are five lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Vav Amid Beis. So Erev Shabbos, we began the 13th Perek in Masechtes Vachim, Perek HaShoichet V'Amayla. Perek HaShoichet V'Amayla begins with Perek Yud Zayin in Parshas Achrimas, the halacha of Shchutei Chutz and Alaas Chutz. The Torah is very, very clear that if somebody has a carbon, he was makdish, an oila, a chatas, shlomim, it doesn't matter what type of carbon it is. And he either shechts that carbon outside of the makam hamikdash, or he's maila, he's makter, the basar of that carbon outside the makam hamikdash. The Torah says he's going to be chayiv karas. If he's chayiv karas, it means that if he does a b'shoigig, he's going to be chayiv chatas. The Mishnah began with a machloikis of Yosei Aglili and the Chachamim. What would be if somebody shoichet b'chutz, and then he's maila b'chutz? He does Shchita and Halah b'chutz on the same card. The Chachamim say he's going to be Chayiv Shtayim. He's going to be Chayiv Achatas for the fact that he did Shchita b'chutz, and he's going to be Chayiv Achatas for the fact that he did Halah b'chutz. Rabbi Yosef Lili argues, Rabbi Yosef Lili says that the only time you Chayiv Halah b'chutz is if it was what the Gemara is going to call Muktare Pnim. It was a carbon that was brought in the Azara. You were Maila that carbon outside. Then the Halach is he going to be Chayiv. But for the halal. But if you shechted b'chutz and then you were maila, the basar of that same carbon b'chutz, you'll be chayiv for the shchutei chutz, but you're not going to be chayiv for the halal chutz. But the Gemara started off with a problem. The Gemara said that if you're chayiv chatos for shchutei chutz and halal chutz, it means that not only is it a davar shezayin karas, but it has to be something that the Torah clearly stated be'azhara, thou shalt not do. Because the rule is, ein oinchin elam kemazirim. And the way Rashi learns the sugya, it's referring to the carbon chatos. So although there's certainly a chi of karis, says the Gemara, for shchutei chutz and halas chutz, because the Torah clearly says in Parashas Achrimos that there's a chi of karis, but chatas would suggest that there's an azara. And nowhere in the parish of shchutei chutz, and nowhere in the parish of halas chutz, does the Torah mention anything that suggests azara. Hazara means that you're not allowed to shech b'chutz, azara means that you're not allowed to be maila b'chutz. And it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to do that. If that's the case, how could the Mishnah have a discussion of hashoichet v'maila b'chutz if you chayiv once, if you chayiv twice? It certainly suggests that there's a chayiv chatas. Chayiv chatas means that there's an azara. Where's the azara? And the Gemara said, Bishloi mahala, although there's no azara in Parashas Achrimos, but there's actually another place in the Torah where the Torah discusses the Isser Chutz, and that's in Parashas Re'eh. And the Torah there says, Yishomer lecha pentalo eloisecha b'chol magam ha-shatera. And the word Yishomer and the word pen, both are synonyms of loy. They mean loisase. Thus, you have an azara. V'alas chutz, b'shchutei chutz, where do you have an azara? And the Gemara finally came out that there is an azara. Because the pasuk says in the parasha of shchutei chutz, v'lo yizbuchu oides evcheim lasirim. And even though, as we spoke about Friday, it doesn't mean literally a loisase, but v'lo yizbuchu is a loy, and thou shalt not shech, and it's in the context of shchutei chutz, that's going to be the loy sase for shchutei chutz. But the Gemara says that there's a braita that says that that pasuk is talking specifically about somebody that shechted b'chutz, but he shechted something that he was makdish b'shas heter b'omos. And the question then the Gemara asks is, how do you know there's an azara if you shecht b'chutz something that you were makdish b'shas ister b'omos? And so the Gemara said, "V'chura, I know mikavachemer. Madoch, there's an issur shchutei chutz when you makdish b'shas heter b'omis. Certainly, there should be a shchutei chutz when you makdish b'shas ister b'omis. And the reason it's a kavachemer is because the same brisa that says that that pasuk is discussing where you were makdish it b'shas heter b'omis says that in that case where you were makdish b'shas heter b'omis and then you shecht b'chutz is only going to be a lois. I say you're not going to have karis. The only time there's karis is if you makdish it b'shas ister b'omis. If that's the case, v'haloi dinu, madach, if you shech kachim that you are makdish b'shas heter b'omis, where it's only a loisase, the halacha is, there's an azara, then certainly, if you are makdish b'shas iser b'omis, where there's a chi of karis, there should be a loisase. So right now, where we're holding is, that the Gemara is suggesting, that maybe the azara, the shchutei chutz, when you are makdish b'shas iser b'omis, is learned out kal v'chomer, from the Azara of Shchut Eichutz, where you were makdish it b'shas hetebomis. And on that note, the Gemara asks the obvious question, the question that everybody was bothered with, and that is, v'chi mazirim min adin, could you learn out an Azara from a kabel chaymer? Afilu l'mandom al-inchim min adin. We know that even according to Mandom that holds al-inchim min adin, ein mazirim min adin, meaning, the rule is, ein al-inchim min adin. It just so happens, there's a Mandom Amar, I think it's Rab Tarfin, that holds al-inchim min adin. Etas Yochid says the Gemara that even the man Dama that holds Einchim and Adin is Moida, that when it comes to Azara, Ein Mazirim and Adin. So if you can't learn Azara from Kal V'Chaymer, you can't tell me that the Makar to the Azara of Shchut Eichutz, where you were Makdish B'Shas Isra Bamas, is learned out Kal V'Chaymer from Shchut Eichutz, where you were Makdish B'Shas Eta Bamas. El says the Gemara, Rav Yochid and Omer, Asi Ava, Ava, Mal, Hanu Leonash Alam Kein Nizra, Avkan Leonash Alam Kein Nizra. You have to say that the Azara for Shchut Eichutz is not Kal V'Chaymer, but rather it's learned out from Exer. It says the Lashon Hava by Shchut Eichutz. It says the Lashon Hava by Halas Chutz. And just like Halas Chutz has an Azara, so too Shchut Eichutz is going to have an Azara. Rava, my Rava says, Kid Rabbi Yoina. It's learned out from Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina asked Yosham Shah, Mala Halon Loy Onash Alam Kein Izir, Af Kan Loy Onash Elim Kein Izir. Rabbi Yoina said it's not learned out from Gzeirah Shava from Allah, but rather it's learned out from a Hekish from Halah. And the Hekish is really based on a pasuk also in Parashas Re'eh. That's the other parasha, the lesser known parasha of Shchut Eichutz in the Torah. And there the Torah says, Kim b'mokam ha-shivcha Hashem v'achat shvatecha, Shom tala oiloi secha, v'shom tas. Shom tala means haktar. That's Halah. V'shom tas means all the other avoidas. So when Makish shara avoidas to Halah, what's the punchline? In Yoneinu, just like by Allah, there's an Azara. So too here, there's going to be an Azara as well. It's interesting that who's the one that said the Hekish? Rabbi Yoina. There's many Akesha the Rabbi Yoina's in Shas. The most well-known Akesha the Rabbi Yoina is in Seder Nashim, Mesachtes Yevamis, where Rabbi Yoina made a Hekish between all the Arayas. Hukshu kol Arayas, Elazar. We had in the beginning of the Mesachta, Akesha the Rabbi Yoina regarding all the different Kachim. That's another Akesha the Rabbi Yoina. Here we have another Keshid Rav Yoina. It's not Darayos, it's not different types of Karbonos, but rather here we have a Keshid de Rav Yoina as it relates to the different Avoidas, that we makish all the Avoidas Lahadadi, bottom line, just like by Allah's Chutz is an Azara, so too here, there's going to be an Azara as well. Says the Gemara, Ashmuchan Muktare Pnim Shalom Lachutz, Muktare Chutz Shalom Lachutz, Minayim, going back to the Tanakam in the Mishnah, that said, Hashoichet Vamayla Bachutz Yichayev Shtayim. So we have an Azara now for Shoichet Bachutz. We have an Azara for Maila b'chutz. We have an Azara for Shoichet b'chutz where you were makdish it b'shas heter b'mis. We have an Azara for Shoichet b'chutz where you were makdish it b'shas isra b'mis. The question though is, how do you know two Azaros? How do you know that if you're Shoichet va Maila b'chutz, you're going to be Chayiv Shtayim? You're going to be Chayiv Seifet the Shchut Eichutz and Seifet Allah's Chutz. Rav Kana said, Amar Krat Sunta from the Pasuk, it says, Va'aleim Toimar, Al Smuchim Toimar. So, as mentioned in Parshas Achrimos, when the Torah talks about the halacha of chutz, the Torah really breaks it up into two parts. You have first the parasha of Shchut Eichutz, and then you have the parasha of Ha'lo'as Chutz. And the Torah is mechaber the two parashas with the words Va'aleim Toimar. So you have first the parasha of Shchut Eichutz, and then Va'aleim Toimar, literally, go tell the Jews, Ish mi beis Yisrael, that not only you're not allowed to shecht b'chutz, you're also not allowed to be maila b'chutz. But the Gemara is darshining Va'aleim mitan aleph, as if it would have been written Va'aleim mitan ayin, as if they say Va'al, off. That the parasha of Allah's Chutz relates, it applies to a Shchut Eichutz. Meaning that if you are going to be ma'ilah something that you already shechted b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv for the halos chutz. You're certainly chayiv for the shchut eichutz, and you see you're going to be chayiv for the halos chutz as well. But maskev la Rava, Rava asked the obvious question: Miksev aleim mitanayim, v'aleim ksev mitan aleph, and you can't do that. You can't interchange your alephs and an ayin, right? You say shema. Go ask a brisker if you can interchange an aleph and an ayin. Either way, elo could. Elikadatana, Devei Rav Yishmol, Va'aleim Toimer La'arav Parashas. It's learned out from the Va'aleim, but not Va'aleim switch the Aleph with an Ayin, but rather Va'aleim, it's the Vav that's Moisev Alinyin Rishon. It connects the two Parashas that you have the Isra Allah's Chutz, even when it was already a Shchut Eichutz. Rabbi Yechon, it said, Asi Ava Ava, Ma'la Halam Muktari Chutz, Afkan Muktari Chutz. He says, you learn a Parashat from a Gzeirah Shava. It says Ava, Shchut Eichutz, it says Ava, Va'aleim Chutz. From the Gzeirah Shava, we know that if someone's Ma'la B'chutz, something something that he already shechted b'chutz, the halach is he's going to be chayiv seifer the shechita and seifer the halach. Maska for Rabibi. Rabibi asked the kasha, a kasha on the Tanakam and our Mishnah. Again, that holds the shechit b'chutz, the hamayla b'chutz, he chayiv seifer the shechita and seifer the halach. What's this kasha? Had the time we learned in the Mishnah, Shloishim v'sheish krisis b'tayret. The first Mishnah is achlis krisis, and the Mishnah over there lists the 36 averus for which somebody is chayiv karis. What's the kasha? Talsim v'shev havin. Why is it 36? It should really be 37. The ikah hamayla v'ha mayla. What does that mean? If we're going to say that if someone's mayla b'chot, something that he first shechted b'fnim, and if someone's maila b'chutz, something that he first shechted b'chutz, he's going to be chayiv chatos. Then in that Mishnah Masechtas Krisos, both maila b'chutzes should be mentioned independently. There's a very long Rashi that explains the Gemara's kasha, and really it's dependent on a more in-depth understanding of the first Mishnah Masechtas Krisos. But high level, when the Mishnah says it's 36 chayiv krisos, really there's more chayiv krisos than 36. What the Mishnah means is there's 36 Mekiris in the Torah for Karis, so that if somebody would be over all 36 Chayvi Krisos Behela Mechad, he would have to bring a special carbon chatas for each Avera that he did. So that if the significance of 36 is that Behela Mechad, you'd be Chayiv a separate chatas for each one of the Chayvi Krisos. If someone would be Maila Bechutz Muktare Pnim, and then it would be Maila Bechutz Shchutei Chutz, would you bring one Chatas or two Chatas? The Gemara is assuming in the Kash you'd bring two. And the reason is it's learned out from two different Psukim. The Makar to a regular Maila Bechutz is learned out from the Pasuk in the Torah. The Makar to a Maila Bechutz where you're being Maila Shchutei Chutz is learned out either from the Gzeir Shava, Hava Hava, or from the Hekesh, Ve'aleim Toimar. The Vav is Ma'ar of the Parashas. Being that it's two separate Makarois, that means as it relates to Chatas, they're two Shemois. That means if you do them both Pela Mechad, you'd be Chayiv to Chatois. Meaning, if someone would be Maila Bachutz twice Behela Mechad Muktare Pnim, he'd bring one Chatas. If somebody would be Maila Bachutz twice Shchutei Chutz Behela Mechad, he'd have to bring one Chatas. But if you're Maila Bachutz Muktare Pnim and Shchutei Chutz Behela Mechad, you're going to bring two Chatois. One for the Muktare Pnim and one for the Shchutei Chutz. And the reason is because they learned out from different psukim. If that's the case, it's a separate Chayvi Krisos, then why does the Mishnah mention 36? The Mishnah should mention 37. And the Gemara answers, Kasha, which we know the Rishonim say. What's the difference between Kasha and Tufta? Tufta means there's no Teretz. Kasha means it's a Teretz, it's Doichik, and the Gemara's not getting involved in it. But the bottom line is, that's what the Gemara says. Just one order before we go weiter. So we started off the Daf with the Gemara asked the Kasha that we have an Azara for Shchutei Chutz where you were Makdish Bishas Heter Bamas. But what's the Azara for Shchutei Chutz where you were Makdish Bishas Iser Bamas? And don't tell me Kal V'chaymer because Ein Mazir Min Adin. We know that even the Mandama that holds Ein Shem Min Adin holds Ein Mazir Min Adin. So the Gemara gave two terutzim. One teretz the Gemara says Kseir Shav. Another teretz the Gemara said Hekish. Rashi spoke out that this Kseir Shav is a Kseir Shav Mufna. And being that it's a gzeir shava mufna, therefore, although in mazirin min adin, you could learn out an azara from a gzeir shava. In other words, Rashi was bothered with a kasha. If in mazirin min adin, meaning you can't learn an azara from a kal v'chaymer, then why could I learn an azara from a gzeir shava? What's the difference between a kal v'chaymer and a gzeir shava? So Rashi, I know the teretz. The teretz is it's a gzeir shava mufna. What's Rashi mean? So we know not all Gzeir Shavas were created equally. There's two types of Gzeir Shavas. There's a Gzeir Shava Mufna, and there's a Gzeir Shava She'ena Mufna. A Gzeir Shava Mufna means where the two building blocks, the two words that are being used for the Gzeir Shava, are extra. One is extra, both are extra, but there's a diuk in the Pasuk that would suggest that the reason the Torah wrote this word, where it wrote it, was for Gzeir Shava. A Gzeir Shava She'ena Mufna means there's nothing extra. For example, if you would use the word Bereshis, and Bereshis Barley, to make a Gzeir Shava with another Bereshis. That's not a Gzeir Shava Mufna. The Torah had to say Bereshis. It's a very important word. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. So the word Bereshis is there for a reason. It would never be Mufna. A Gzeir Shava doesn't have to be based on extra words, but when it is, it's a meyuchas. It becomes a Gzeir Shava Mufna. L'maynaf gemido, you can't ask kashas on Gzeir Shava Mufnas. You could ask kashas on Gzeir Shava She'ena Mufnas. I think the Bir and Rashi is very simple. Why is it that Ein Mazir Min Adin? Why is it then in Ein Shem Adin? So there's a Mashal, Masech, the Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Tal, and Medveis, but we won't talk about it tonight. But Pashup Shad is, because we're always concerned that maybe there's a Pircha. In order to damage a Kal V'chaim, it's not so simple. You have to make sure that you don't know any Pirchas on this Kal V'chaim. You know, there's a Gemara, Masech, this Bava Basra, where the Gemara says, the one Amiram told another Amir, he says, you're such a big Talmud Chacham, you know, Kol Chedre, you could dan a Kal V'chaim. Rabbi Chana brings from him that he heard from his Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim Briska. Rabbi Chaim says, what do you have to be a Baki to dan a Kal V'chaim? To dan a Kal V'chaim, you have to be a London. You have to be an Oikah Harim. You have to be a Sinai. What's a Kal V'chaim? You're coming with the fingers are flying when you dan Kal V'chaim. You have to. Because that you need to say a pilpul, that you maybe to be a Boisek. But you have to be a Baki. You have to be Baki, the Kol Chedre Torah to dan a Kal V'chaim. So Rabbi Chaim said, yeah. He says, to dan the Kal V'chaim, you have to be a London. But to make sure there's no Pircha on the Kal V'chaim, but then you have to be a Baki. And that's the concern. The concern of Ein Oinchim and Adin and Ein Mazirin and Adin is always that there might be a Pircha. So Lachurish tells us to frag, why is Gzeir Shava better? Gzeir Shava, there might also be a Pircha. So Krashi is Gzeir Shava Mufna. You're right. Gzeir Shava Shein a Mufna, that just like Ein Mazirin and Adin for Kal V'chaimer, you can have an Ein Mazirin and Adin as it relates to the Gzeir Shava also. But being that it's Gzeir Shava Mufna, so there is no Kasha. Being that, there's a lot more to be mafalful on this, but the Ein Kan Mekoyme Laharach. Either way, so we have a Makar for Shchut Echotz, we have a Makar for Halos, Halom meaning Haktara. What's the Makar? Psukim in the Torah. Parshas, Achrimois, Pasuk after Pasuk after Pasuk, Perik Yud Zayin and Sefer Vayikra, and then you have it again in Perik Yud Beis and Dvarim in Parshas Re. Says the Gemara, all the time we learned in the Mishnah, Hazoyrik Mikzas Damim Machutz Chayiv. If somebody does Rika with Dam of a Karbim Machutz, he's also Chayiv. So it's not only Shechita, it's not only Halah, it's Rika as well. I mean, Nolam, what's the Makar to that? Says the Gemara, Nafkalei, it's not in the following Pasuk. Tanya, it says, with regards to Shchutei Chutz, Dam Yechoshev Le'ishahu Dam Shofach. So Be'ez Hashem will speak out some raid on this. Not tonight, but we're gonna speak out some raid on Dam Yechoshev Le'ishahu Dam Shofach, exactly what that means. But for now, the words Dam Shofach, the Rabbi says, Rabbi Shmuel, very simple. What does Dam Shofach sound like? Sounds like Zrika to me. So Dam Shofach is Zrika. It's not Pashim Shan in the Pasuk. But Dam Shofach, the Rabbi says, that's how you know that if somebody Zerik Pachutz, he's going to be Chabra. Kiva Rakiva says, Oy Zavach. Not from the parish of Chutei Chutz, but a few psukim later, from the parish of Allah Chutz. It says, Asheyala Oyla Oy Zavach. Why oy? The rabbi says hazayrik. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel, hi oy zavach my yavali. What does Rabbi Shmuel do with the oy zavach? Rabbi Shmuel learned zayrik from dam shafach. What does he use the oy for? Lechale. This is what he means. Because if a winter said oy zavach, you would have thought oy lo vizavach. Then you would think the only time you chayf Allah aschutz is if you maila saya oy lo and saya shlomim. Oy is lechale. Other an oyla, other ashlab. Rabbi Akiva lechalik minon. Has Rabbi Akiva no lechalik? If he uses oy zavach to teach me zriko, how does he know lechalik? Nafkalei mi veloye vienu. It says val pesach choyim loye vienu is a loshin yachid. It sounds like you don't have to bring an oyla and a zavach to be chayif. One carbon loshin yachid. That's enough. Rabbi Yishmael, what does he do with loye vienu? Humi bayle al hashole mu chayiv ene chayiv alachas. That's a sugya later in the parak. We'll get to that. But for now, this alacha they only chayiv if you're makter of a shole. How do you know that loye vienu suggests it's a davar shole? Rabbi Akiva, how do you know you have to be makter davar shalim? If he uses lo yevienu to tell me lechalik, says the Gemara, milasis oisai. It says lasis oisai lashem. Oisai is also lashon yachid. Rabbi Yishmael, what does he do with oisai? He uses it also to tell me that you have to be Milo Dava Shalim. Then why do you need two psukim to tell me you have to be Milo Dava Shalim? Lo yevienu and lasi. So he said, Chalam Maktori Pnim Shechasru Vehele Bechutz. Vechalam Maktori Chutz Shechasru Vehele Bechutz. One to tell me if you did the Shechita Befnim, and then you, when you're Milo Bechutz, the halacha is you're not Chayiv if you were Milo Dava Chasru. And also one to tell me that if you did the Shechita Bechutz and you were Milo Bechutz, that you're not Chayiv to Dava Chasru. I mean, one thing you see clearly in these sugyas that we're learning now, that there's a fundamental difference between a maila bechutz, where you were maila muktari pnim, versus a maila bechutz, when you were maila something that was shchutei chutz. Even though the parak starts, ha-shoichet va-maila, chayiv shtayim, that you're chayiv if you're maila shchutei chutz. But you see there's a fundamental difference. It keeps on coming up in the sugyas. But either way, the Gemara says, Vatanya, and I'll prove it to you from a braisa. That what? That Rabbi Shmuel uses lo yevienu and lasis oisai both to teach me this halacha. I would think muktari pnim shechaser you should be chayiv. Meaning maybe the only time there's a halacha that if you're maila davar chaser your potter is if it was shchutei chutz that you were maila. But if it was muktari pnim that you were maila, I would think you're chayiv. Talmud loy me lasis oisai alasholim you chayiv. Veini chayiv ala chaser. Rabbi Akiva who used lo yevienu, he only has lasis oisai to teach me that you're potter for being maila davar chaser? How does he know that you're potter say if you were maila shchutei chutz and say if you were maila muktare pnim? Says the Gemara, you're right. Rabbi Kiva holds muktare pnim shachaser v'halam b'chutz chayev. You're talking to be chayev if you're maila chaser of muktare pnim. The only time this is halacha that you're not chayev if you're maila chaser is if it in fact was shchutei chutz. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, hay dam yichashev mayavadli. So again, the question was, how do you know azorik b'chutz is chayev? Chlikis Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said it's learned out from Oy Zavach in the Parsha of Allah Aschutz. Oy is L'Rabbi Sazayrek. Rabbi Yishmael says it's learned out from Dam Shafach that's in the Parsha of Shchutechutz. The Gemara said, what does Rabbi Yishmael do with Rabbi Akiva's Oy? That was this first Gemara. Now we do the second part of that. What does Rabbi Akiva do with Rabbi Yishmael's Dam Shafach? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, hay dam yichashem hayavadloi. The Rabbi Shchita Sa'oif is coming to tell me that if somebody shechts an oif, he's going to be chayv. And it's a little bit of a chiddush. The reason is, because if you look at the Pasuk is very clear. The Pasuk says, Ish ish mi beis Yisrael, ashe yishchat shor oi kesef oi eiz b'machane. It says a shor, a kesef, or an ace, an ox, a sheep, or a goat. It doesn't say a bird. It doesn't say an oif. But Dam Shofach is the rabbi's oif. Rabbi Shmuel, how does Rabbi Shmuel know that? May oy ashe yishcha. Because that same pasuk that says, ish ashe yishcha, shor a kesef oyez b'machina, it continues, it says, oy ashe yishcha mechutz l'machina. What's that other oy ashe yishcha? Says Rabbi Shmuel, that's how I know. That's how I know oif. Rabbi Akiva, amalacha, humi bayilei ala sheikhet u'chayv alei ala moilek. You know what the oy ashe yishcha is coming to teach me? You only chayv if you shecht an oif. You're not chayev if you do malika on a knife, which is a chiddush. You would think, certainly if you do malika b'chutz, you should be chayev. Because that's what you're supposed to do with kachem. You're supposed to do malika. No, you're only chayev for shchutei chutz, even though it's kachem, if you shech the knife. You're not chayev if you do malika with the knife. Rabbi Yishmael, nafkalim yizeh adover. He knows it from zeh adover that the Torah says right in the beginning, the parasha shchutei chutz, the word zeh adover, that's what teaches me. Zeh adover. I'm talking about shchita, only for shchita yichayev. You're not going to be chayev for malika. Tanya learned to the Braisa, asha yishchat, in liyelo shoychit behema, shochat oif minolo, and talmud loymar, oy asha yishchat. Yochel afam moilek, I would think malika as well, vidinu, and I should know mikal v'chaymer. Umat shchita dein derech hasher b'fnim, chayev, madach shchita that you're not supposed to do with kachim, right? What's the derech hasher b'fnim with a knife? Malika. So you see, yichayev malika, she derech hasher b'fnim, and it didn't shechayev, talmud loymar zeh adavar. Rabbi Akiva amalach, Rabbi Akiva says, umibayilei l'gzeir shavah. He uses that adavar for something else. He needs it for gzeir shavah. Rashi sends you to Gemara's and Shas, where the Gemara learns out different halachas from gzeir shavah, from the words zeh ha-adavar. Either way, so what's the makar to a zayrik b'chutz that's chayev? Machlik is Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's learned out from Dam Shafach in the parish of Shchutei Chutz. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's learned out from Oy Zavach in the parish of Alos. The Gemara continues, Vada Tanan, Hakoy mitzvah mekabel dama b'chutz pater. If somebody does kmitza b'chutz, or if somebody does kabbalah b'chutz, he's pater. Minalon, how do you know that? Says the Gemara, minalon, how do you know he's pater? Mechtei sechayev, how do you know you should even be chayev? It doesn't say it in the Torah anywhere. So why would you think chayev? The Gemara says, I'll tell you why you would think it's chayev. Because teisim is shchita. Maybe learn it from shchita. Maybe say that if you're chayev for being shaychet b'chutz, you should be chayev for doing kmitza b'chutz, or you should be chayev for doing kabbalah b'chutz. Gemara says you can't learn from shchita because malah shchita shekein poisela shalei leichlam b'pesach. If you remember from the very beginning of the Masechta, every avoida is unique, and as a result, it's very hard to learn one avoida from another avoida. That's why when the Gemara learned that the halachas of shalei lishma, the Gemara always come out to a hekish, because as a regular mamutzino, you're going to stub your toe. It's very, very hard. There's too many unique characteristics to each avoida, which make it difficult to learn one avoida from another avoida. So the Gemara says that you can't learn from shchita, not kmitza and not kabbalah, because shchita is unique. That if somebody shechts a korban pesach and he has in mind shaloi l'shum oichlav, it's a machshava apisals. The only time the machshava shaloi l'shum oichlav pasals is shchita. You don't find it by any other avoida. That makes it unique, so you can't learn from there. Gemara says teisim izrik. Okay, maybe learn it from Zrika. We just said that Zrika is also Chayev, Zrika Bachotz. And by Zrika, you don't have this halach of Shleil Lashum Oichlah, but the Gemara says, Mal Zrika, Shekein Zar Chayev Ala Misa, Zar is Chayev Misa. But the Gemara says, Tasi may be Nayu. Why can't you learn it from both of them? Learn it from a Tzad HaShava between Shchit and Zrika. You're going to tell me, Mal Shchita, you have a Psal Shleil Lashum Oichlah. I'm going to tell you, Zrika Teichich. Mal Zrika, Shekein Zar Chayev Ala Misa, Shchita Teichich. Shchita is Kshayev Bazar. So learn it from a Tzad HaShava. So the Gemara says, there's no Tzad HaShava. You know why? Because Imkein, Lo Yoimar Bezrika, Betasi may be Nayu. Why did we need Psukim? Mar Marke de Islay, Marke de Islay, Rabbi Kivin, Rabbi Shmuel, to tell me that a Zoyrik Bechutz is Chayiv. Why can I learn Zoyrik Bechutz from a Mahatzah? What's the Mahatzah? The Gemara walks through it. Tasei Mishchita. You can't learn Zrika from Shchita because Mal Shchita Shekein Poisal Shleil Shem Lechon the Pesach. Tasei Malah, but you can learn it from Malah. No, Mal Allah Shekein Yeshu the Mincha. There's Haktara by Mincha, which you don't have by a regular carpet. But the Gemara says, Tasei Mibinayo. Why can't I learn from a Tzad and Shabbat? You learn Zrika from Shchita, you'll tell me Mal Shchita, that you have Shleil Shem Boichlov, I'll tell you Allah Techich. Mal Allah you have by Mincha, I'll tell you Shchita Techich. You don't have Shchita by Mincha, Hatzad and Shabbat Shabbat, that is a Chiyav Chutz. Say the same thing by Zrika. From the fact that the Torah needed a limud from Zrika, that's a raya that Tzad and Shabbat doesn't work. In other words, the Gemara asked the Kasha, how do you know that a Koimetz Bechutz and a Makabo Bechutz is Pater? Why would you think it should be chayiv? You could learn it from a tzad hashava, from Shchita and Zrika. And for the Gemara, from the fact that the Torah needed a makar by Zrika, that's a raya you can't learn from tzad hashavas. Because if you could learn kmitza and Kabbalah from a tzad hashava, then learn Zrika from a tzad hashava as well. Why did the Torah need to tell me anything by Zrika? Elamai. From the fact that the Torah told me Zrika, that's another way, it's a roundabout way of saying that you can't have a tzad. So in other words, we learn two things from the parish of Zrika. What the makar to Zrika Bechutz in the Torah is Machlokes is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's learned out from Dam Shof. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's learned out from Oizova. But regardless, that lima teaches me two things. Number one, it teaches me that Azorik Bechutz is Chayiv. Number two, it teaches me that Akoimetz Bechutz and a Makabu Bechutz is Pot. From the fact that the Torah needed to tell me Azorik Bechutz is Chayiv, and I couldn't have learned it from a Mahatzad, one of the Yud Gimel Midrash, Torah and Jachis Bam, that's a raya that for some reason we can't use Mahatzad for this parish of Chutz. And therefore, I need a makar for any avoida. I don't have a makar for koimetz. I don't have a makar for makabel. Thus, a koimetz and makabel, bachutz, are going to be potter. So again, we have a machloikis Rabbi Shmuel Bekiva. What the makar to Zari Bachutz is Chayiv? According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's learned out from the parish of Shchutei Chutz. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's learned out from the parish of Alas Chutz. That is the segue to the next Gemara. Gishmaki Gemara. Rabbi Vo said, Shachat v'zorak, if somebody did Shchita Bachutz and Zrika Bachutz. He did it b'shoiki, and he did it b'heilam echad. So did he bring one chatos, or did he bring two chatos? Above all, very nice. Back to the envelope arithmetic. L'divrei Rabbi Yishmael, chayiv chat. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you're going to be chayiv only one. Why only one? Because shchita and zrika learned out from the same parish. How do I know zorik from the words dam shofach that the Torah says in the parish of shchita? So being that zrika is learned from the parish of shchita, it's one shem with regards to the chatos. Therefore, b'heilam echad, it's going to be one chatos. The divrei Rabbi Akiva, chayiv shnayim. According to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to be chayiv too. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, how do I know Zayrik from the parish of Allah? So I did shchita and halah. You're going to be chayiv too. That's the first Mishnah. Shaykh of Amayel Bechutz. It's chayiv shtat. Abaya argued. Abaya said, no, I feel Rabbi Akiva in the chayiv alachas. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, you're only going to be chayiv one. Why? According to Rabbi Akiva, you did say, you were over two parashias. You did the parish of shchiti, the parish of Zrika. Said Abaya, it's based on a pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. Oh my God, the pasuk says, "Shom," reading the whole pasuk, "Shom talo oiloi secha, v'shom tasa kol asher anoichim mitzavcha." The Torah is talking about chutz, and the Torah mentions halah, and then v'shom tasa all the other asiyas. Hakasav asan l'kul avodachas. The Torah lumped together all asiyas other than halah. Shchita and Zrika therefore come together. If they lump together, if you do them both v'hela machas, you're only going to be chayiv once. Zarek v'hela. What if you did Zrika and halah? So the first case was you did Shchita and Zrika. Now you did Zrika and halah. So says the Rabbi Vo, it's going to be the same chesh. The Divi Rabbi Shmuel Tain is Rabbi Vo. Kunt Rabbi Shmuel, you're going to be chayiv too. Because Zrika is learned out from the parasha of Shchita. Halah is a separate parasha. So two parashias, two shemois, two chatois. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, in chayv el achas. Because Zrika is learned out from Halah, so merely you're only going to be chayv one. I argued here too. He said, I feel Rabbi Akiva chayv shnayim. No, even according to Rabbi Akiva in this case, you're going to be chayv two. Abaya keeps on going fakered from above. He says over here, even according to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to be chayiv twice. You know why? Lahachi palginu kra sham tala v'sham tasa. When the Torah said sham tala v'sham tasa, the Torah is telling you halah and everything else is always separate. So even those rikas learned out from the parish of halah, but as it relates to the amount of chatois you would have to bring if you did them both pele machas, it's going to be two because there's always going to be one for the halah and there's going to be one for everything else. What if it was shachat v'zarak v'hela? What if you did all three? Behelamecha, you had a rough day, but you did all three. Behelamecha, you did the Shechita, the Zrika, and the Allah, the Divrei HaKol, Chayiv Shtayim. According to everyone, you're going to be Chayiv to why? According to Rabavo, you're going to be Chayiv to because it's Manavshach. Either Zrika is included in Shechita, or it's included in Allah. So you end up having a Shechit Vamaylo Bachot. So Manavshach, you're going to be Chayiv to. And even according to Abaya, in this case, you're going to end up being Chayiv to. Because what was Abaya's Hagdara? Sham Tala, the Sham Tasa. You always Chayiv one for Allah, and then one for everything else. So over here, you had the halal, and then you had the shechit and the zrika, which is another one. At the end of the day, memon of shach, you're going to end up being chayiv. Before we go weiter, it's one har. And that is, so again, the topic of Perek HaShoich HaMayla is Vayikra Perek Yudzayin. And the Torah over there discusses the halacha of Shchutei Chutz and then the halacha of Alos Chutz. It's two separate parashas in the Torah. The Torah connects the parashas with the letter Vav, Va'alei and Toymar. It's a Vav Moisef Alin Yerushim. We even make a hekesh from the Vav. But there's a parasha of Shchutei Chutz and there's a parasha of Alos Chutz. And what's the parasha? If someone has a carbon, and it doesn't matter what the carbon was. The Torah says an oila or a zevach. We saw it could be an oif. It doesn't matter what it is. And he shechts it b'chutz. Dam yichoshev le'ishahu. The Torah says he's chayiv koris. If he doesn't show you, he's chayiv chatas. They have a whole lomdish perik, which are one of the most lomdish prokhim in Gotchen. Perik ha-shechet v'amayla that goes into the weeds of this halacha. But the bottom line is this person is going to be chayiv koris. It's interesting. When you begin the parasha, Perik Yudzayin, Teres is as follows. Listen. Ish mi beis Yisrael, ashe yishchat shoyr oy kesef oy eiz b'machana, oy ashe yishchat mi chutz l'machana. So again, a yid mi beis Yisrael that shechts a shoyr or a kesef or eiz b'machana. Ve'al pesach oy moy lo yevioy, l'hakriv kavan Hashem. But he didn't bring this animal that he shechted as a carbon. Dam yichoshev le'ishahu dam shafach v'nichras ha'ishahu mikerev amay. V'chule, and there he says, why it's so bad? Because if you're going to do this, you're going to end up doing avodah zarah. Rashi, right in the beginning of the parasha, says, b'muktoshim ha'kosim adaber. This parasha is discussing hekdesh. Shenema Rashi has a diuk la'hakriv carbon. So you see, we're talking about a kachim de'ge'inim. It's amazing. Rashi needed to comment right in the beginning of this parasha that when the Torah says if somebody shechts an animal, shorei kesev ha'ez mechutz la'machina yischayiv karz, we mean kachim. We don't mean chul. You're allowed to shecht chulin. So Rashi, b'muktoshim ha'kosim adaber. How do I know that? Because I have a diet. It says later, l'hakriv carbon, we're clearly talking about kachim. That's how I know that this halach is discussing kachim. But if somebody shechts chulin, avadi is not going to be chayiv karz. Now the reason Rashi had to speak it out is because it's not mefurish in the pasuk. It's only based on a diuk, like Rashi says. But really, when the Torah mentions the Isser Shchutei Chutz, it says, Ish mi beis Yisrael, asher yishchat, shoyrei kesef ha'ez b'machana, oy asher yishchat mi'chutz l'machana, v'al pesach oy amoy lo'evi, he didn't bring it as a carbon, maybe it was cholin. How do you know it was kachim? How do you know it's kachim? So Rashi's not mefurish anywhere. But the whole parasha shmecked from kachim. And as a result, says Rashi, when the Torah says, Asher yishchat b'muktoshim ha'kosam v'daber. The emes is, however, that in the pshutoi shel mikra of the pasuk, it's not muchach that way. And you could have just as easily learned that the Torah says that any time a person shecht anything, even chulin, outside of the mikdash, he's going to be chayiv koras. Why? Because what you're supposed to do is, in this case, where it's chulin, be makdish and then bring it. Where it's kachim, and then just bring it. Where it's chulin, be makdish and then bring it. But maybe when the Torah says this is shchutei chutz, it means even for chulin. That's what Rashi is coming to address. So Rashi, it's not that way. B'muktoshim ha'kasam adaber. But the reason Rashi needed to address it is because it's not mefurish in the pasuk. And you could have very easily learned the parish in the Torah that the Torah is saying that even someone that shechts chulin b'chutz will be chayiv koras. The emes is, if you take a look at the Ramban al HaTorah, the Ramban argues with Rashi. The Ramban says, V'hanochin lefarish, I believe that Poshu Pshat in the parish of Parashat Akrimos is that the Issa Shchutei Chutz is true even for Chulin. That if somebody would shecht Chulin b'chutz, and rather than be makdish and bring it as a carbon, he would say, I'm going to make a barbecue. It's Sunday. It's the middle of the summer. It's a nice weekend, right? And that's what I'm going to do. You're not allowed to do that. That's something you're not allowed to do. So he goes, what do you mean? You're not allowed to do that. Then what's Masechta Shchulin? What is Shchita Shchulin all about? Zok the Ramban, Pshat in the Pasuk is based on Shitas Rabbi Yishmael Masechta Shchulin Daf Tez Ayinam Abiz, where Rabbi Yishmael famously said that the 40 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar, they were not allowed to eat Basa Taiva. Basa Taiva means a good old-fashioned steak dinner. It's not something they were allowed to do. And if you wanted to eat a piece of flesh, you had to bring a carbon, and then there was a chaluk that was nachal abayim. That's the way you were able to eat meat. But there was an issa to eat basa taiva. Says the Ramban, v'hanochin lefarish poshib shan in this parasha is very mashma Rabbi Shmuel. I think that the way Rabbi Shmuel would have learned this parasha is not like Rashi says b'muktoshan akasam medaber, but rather we're discussing chulin. And the Torah said that for the 40 years in the midbar, the isser shchutei chutz was true saifa kachim and saifa chulin. In other words, everyone knows Rabbi Shmuel shita. Anyone that ever learned chulin after Zayin Amidah knows Rabbi Shmuel shita that there was an isser basa taiva for the 40 years in the midbar. But nobody ever cholim nine that if somebody would have shechted a chulin, not in the Mokum HaMikdash, during the 40 years in the Midbar, he dechayv karis, that al zen nema parashas achrimos. That's the Ramban's chiddush. And Emes, if you look in Rashi, Mesachus chulin after Zayin Amidbeis, Rashi says him first. So the bottom line is, says the Ramban, that I think there's another way to learn these psukim, and that is that the parsha is discussing not only kachim but even chulin, and it's going with Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, who Rabbi Yishmael says Masech Tzchulin after Zayin Amid Beis that there was an issur basa taiva for the 40 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar. What happened was the Yidden ended up going into Eretz Yisrael. When they entered Eretz Yisrael, there the Torah says very clearly that basa taiva was mutter. So then the halach of shchutei chutz changed. Then the halach of shchutei chutz was no longer relevant for shchitas chulin. Now it's only negayah shchitas kachim. But the point is, when the Yidden were in the Midbar, it was true not only for kachim and that's why the Torah mentions it. Torah is very saucy. Torah doesn't say it. It's Rashi, so he suffered. In other words, in Mamalushin, Rashi was being mefarish, the posik, according to the mandama that holds that there was no Isser Basa Taiva for the 40 years that were, the year that were in the Midbar. And that's really Shitas Rabbi Akiva in Mesechtes Chulin. Daf Tezayin Amid Beis. The Ramban is being mefarish the psukim like Rabbi Shmuel in Mesechtes Chulin Daf Tezayin Amid Beis, who holds that there was an Isser Basa Taiva. I saw in the Aznaim L'Torah, the Lutzker Rav, he's very bothered by this. He says, we know halachic Rabbi Akiva mechaveren. Whenever there's machloik is Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, halachic is always like Rabbi Akiva. So if halachic is always like Rabbi Akiva, then why would the Ramban be mefarish the psukim like Rabbi Yishmael, who holds it was in Issa Basa Taifa? I think Rashi's right, kind of the Lutz Gerov. Rashi says, B'muktosh makos of Ladaber, meaning it's only kachim, even when the Yidden were in the Midbar. It's probably because Rashi wanted to be Mefarish like Rabbi Akiva. It's not halacha l'maisa, what happened when the Yidden were in the Midbar. It's, at this point, it's a historical fact that has significance in Lumdis, but it's not in halacha, right? But kind of the Lutz Gerov, you would think that halacha, if there was such a thing, would follow Rabbi Akiva. Isn't that what Allah Rabbi Akiva means? So the Chur Rashi is gerech for saying b'muktosh makasim medaber because there was no Issa Basa Taiva. Why is the Ramban being a farish like Rabbi Shmuel? So he says a davar neira, something only the Lutzgerov could say. He says that if you look in the Ramban's lashon when he says why he thinks pshat in the pasuk is mashma like Rabbi Shmuel, he says she derech yishuv hamikrois al oifaneim the derech hachomim behagodos amoyro like Rabbi Shmuel. He has a whole lot. It's a very long Ramban. He says he has different mamori hagoda and the psukim are more mashma like Rabbi Shmuel. Derech yishuv hamikrois al oifaneim the derech hachomim behagodos. So he says it's true halacha Rabbi Kiva mechaveiro, but we also know the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin and it's in Chagiga, it's in a few places in Shas where Rabbi Kiva was darshaning in Divrei Agada, and Rabbi Lozman Azari turned to Rabbi Akiva. He said, Akiva, klach midabri secha, malucha itzal Agada. Go better to Nagam Vaholis. And Rashi says in Mesach the Sanhedrin, then the Perik Arbam Misa is that Rabbi Akiva had a tremendous koyach in Lamdas, but he didn't have the same koyach in Agadata. So he says, that's the Ramban. The Ramban says, derech yishuv amikrois aloifaneim, the derech achamim ba'agadis. He felt that when it came to the Agadata, the Divrei Agada, of what happened when the Yidu were in the Midbar for 40 years, was there an Issa Basa Taiva? This is not a shailon halacha. In halacha, when it comes to Gon Vahalois, Halacha Krebi Akiva Mechaveiro. When it's a Kunza, Pirish Hamikrois, when it comes to Agadah, to Drush, to these types of Inyanim, then the rule of Halacha Krebi Akiva doesn't apply. How do I know that? Says the Lutz Gerov. That's a Gemara. That's Malacha Itzel Agadah, Klach Itzel Nagon Vahalois. So there we're discussing Agadah. When it comes to Agadah, it's Lavdafka, the Halacha is going to be like Krebi Akiva Mechaveiro. But the question is something else. What changed? Why when the Yidden were in the Midbar for 40 years, why when the Yidden were in the Midbar was there an Issa Basa Taiva according to Rabbi Shmuel? Then the Yidden commentary to Israel, and mitamal the commentary to Israel, they're allowed to eat basa taiva. What changed? So the Ramban already asks the kasha. The Ramban says what happened was when the Yidden were in the Mishkan, when the Midbar, they lived around the Mishkan. And being they lived around the Mishkan, what's such a big deal? You want to eat steak for dinner tonight? Let's go to the Mishkan.
Lishka. What's the big deal? Once you're in Eretz Yisrael, you know, you're living on one side of the country, you're going to have to travel from sea to shining sea to go have a dinner. It's not going to be so simple, right? So already, and the Ramban says the Psukim are very mashmah that way. The Torah says, Ki yarchiv gvulcha, that when there's going to be this harchava in the gvul, that's when this halach is going to apply. So it was all because of the fact that the Yidim were oisgeshbreit, and as a result, it was more challenging to be able to go to the Makom HaMikdash. It was because of that that all of a sudden we had no choice, very practical, so to speak, that now there can't be an Issabasa Taiv anymore. But it's Yidur, Rameh Simcha Meshachachma says a Dover Noira. V'ru'uyin hadvarim l'mishuk Amram, what we call a classic Meshachachma. And Rameh Simcha says that the Torah says very, very clearly, this is one of the themes of Perek HaShoich of Amayla, that why is it Asit Teshech Bachotz? V'lo Yizbuch O'edes Avchem L'Seirim. Because once upon a time, the Yidim were over the Avodah Zarah. He said, when the Yidim were over the Avodah Zarah, it was terrible. We need to make our chakas for Avodah Zarah. So we say that not only could you not be Sheikhed Avodah Zarah, but you can't bring any kachim to any deity, even to HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside. Because once you start bringing Father Eivishter, one thing is gonna lead to another. And from that standpoint, the reason Rabbi Shmuel held it was an Issabasa Taiva, the way the Ramban explains, is the same thing. That not only can you shech kachim, don't even shech chulin. We don't want a person standing with a chalif next to a behema because we're afraid that it's something that may lead to Avodah Zarah. We're afraid that it's something that may lead to Avodah Zarah. Says Rameh Simcha. We all know the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's really a pasuk in Sefer Ezra. When the Yidden came up, when Ezra came to Eretz Yisrael, the pasuk says, Vayasas HaSukkos, that they built Sukkos, Ashalei Asu, Mimei Yishuv Benun. It was the first time the Yidden prophet Sukkos from going back to the times of Yishuv Benun. And the Gemara says, that possible? What? Efshe Ba Yishuv and David and Shlom, they didn't build a Sukkah, Mamish, till Yishuv, going back to Yishuv Benun, the first time they made a Sukkah was the times of Ezra, says the one. The pasuk doesn't mean that. What it means is they were Davin and they were Mavatal the Yitzhar of the Zahar. As a result, they were Megan on Klal Yisrael, like a Sukkah is Megan. Schach is Megan on Klal Yisrael, protects you from the sun. In that same vein, the Yidden with their tefillahs were Megan. Ezra went and he davened, the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, the Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and they were finally Mevatel Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. And because they were Mevatel Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah, they protected the Yidden like the Schach protects from the sun. That's what it means. Vayasas HaSukkos. Ashalei asu mimois Yeshua Benun, says the Gemara, there was a taina on every leader in Klal Yisrael, dating back to Yeshua Benun. Why didn't they do the same thing? If Yeshua Benun would have davened to be about the Yetzir Avodah Zarah, they would have been about the Yetzir Avodah Zarah. Davin HaMelech could have done it, Shleim HaMelech could have done it, there would have been no Churban Beis HaMikdash. We could have speared so much tsaris, and there was a taina on every leader. Why didn't you daven for your nation, for Klal Yisrael, like the Kohen Gadol with the Reitzeiach, who's supposed to daven in the Lifnai, the Lifnim, the Targum Yonis, right? All that. Why there was a taina on every faith the Gemara? Why only going back to Yeshua Benun? Why not go back to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was the first leader of Klal Yisrael. If there was a taina on Yeshua and every leader therefore there to after, why wasn't there a taina on Moshe? And the Gemara says, Shundalei Havi Beischusa Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu never entered Eretz Yisrael, and because he never entered Eretz Yisrael, he didn't have the koyach hatfilah that Yeshua Benun had. Moshe Rabbeinu was the shemesh to Yeshua Benun's Levana. But at the same time, Yeshua Benun had schus of Eretz Yisrael. And there's a special schus that Eretz Yisrael has when it comes to tefillah. Schus of the Eretz Yisrael. There was no taina why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't mevat the Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah. Because it wasn't something he was ever going to be able to do. Yeshua Benun had a koyach, a tefillah of schus of Eretz Yisrael. It was going to be possible. So listen to the charifas of the Rameh Simcha. Said Rameh Simcha, when the Yidden were in the Midbar, they had no way of getting away from the Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah. There was no out. There was no option. There was no get out of jail card. There was nothing they could have done. There was no tefillah that could have worked. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillahs wouldn't have worked. Because in Chutz La'aretz, it's a different relationship with the Eibishter. It wasn't something that was going to be possible. As a result, we needed more harchakos for Avodah Zarah. That's why the Torah says, Shchutei Chutz is aser, Nishna dam, even Baser Taiv is aser. You can't go near an animal with a meser. You know why? Because V'lo Yizbuch O'edes Avchem L'Seirim, you're going to go back to worship the devil like you did when you were in Mitzrayim. It's not but once the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, now they had schus of Eretz Yisrael. Now it was possible to get out. They didn't need the same level of protection as they had when they were in the Midbar. Being that they didn't need the same level of protection, now we're ready. We don't need the same level of archakas. But Basa Taiva? Now Basa Taiva is already something you'll add it. So when the Torah talks about Shchutei Chutz, so the Torah mentions, very interesting. Ish ish mi beis Yisrael asher yishchat shorei kesef oy eiz ba machana. Oy, asher yishcha michutz l'machana.
So if you shechted b'machane or michutz l'machane, we discuss it shchutei chutz. So means you're not going to shecht outside of the azara, but we know the maskana, we know the emes. But when the Torah mentions it, it says either you did it b'machane or you did it michutz l'machane. It's a funny lash. It says more tana rabban in a brayso michutz l'machane yochel chutz l'shalish machnas. I would think that when it says chutz l'machane, it means chutz l'shalish machnas. What's the rest of the story? So the Gemara in the end of last week, where the Gemara discussed that the Parim and the Srafim were burnt, Chutz L'Sholesh Machnes. How do I know that? Because it says Chutz L'Machne. So Chutz L'Machne sometimes means Chutz L'Sholesh Machnes. So from the word Chutz L'Machne, I would think that the only time you're over is if you do it Chutz L'Sholesh Machnes. So for example, outside of Yerushalayim, what are the Sholesh Machnes? Machnes Shechina L'Viyah in Yisrael. Again, this was all the end of last week's day. So Chutz L'Sholesh Machnes would mean outside of Yerushalayim. Talmud Loimar Oyez B'Machne. No, even if it's in the Machne, you're going to be chayef shchutei chutz. It doesn't have to be chutz mishalish machnas, because even if you're in a place that's called machna, so you're going to be chayef. Okay, iba machna, had it just said ba machna yachal, I would think hashoichet oyla bedar michay. Maybe if somebody shechted an oyla bedar, if you shechted bedar, maybe that would not be chayef. Talmud loymar oy michutz la machna, machutz la machna miyuchud she'en l'shchitas kol zevach. The place of machna has to be similar to a place of chutz la machna. It's just like chutz la machna literally means chutz l'sholish machnas, like it means by the parman esrafim, which means it's a place where you're never allowed to bring any carbon. There's no carbon whose din is outside of Yerushalayim. So too, the machana has to be a place where there's never a din to bring a carbon. Yotze darim. Sha'af apish ein roi l'shchitas kashim gedashim. Roi l'shchitas kashim kalam. So darim can't be a place where you're going to be chay. So again, it doesn't have to be chutz l'sholish machanos, but at the same time, if you're in machna shchin, if you're in the azara, even if it's kashim gedashim, that shchitasim betzofen, then you're going to be potter. What's the bottom line? When are you chayiv? You chayiv if you shech outside of the azara. Amarula, shechit agag, shalechel chayiv. If somebody shechs on the roof of the heichel, he's the roofs, the gagos of the Azores and the were not neskadish. As a result, even though you're on the roof of the Heichal, so technically you're in the airspace of a Makom Kaddish, but the gag didn't have kedusha. The question is, if somebody shechts on the gag of Heichal, is it now like you did a shchut echutz yichayv karis? Or no, it's not a kosher shchita, but it's also not going to be chutz. That's what Ula came to address. This shayla. Amaruba, hashechet agage shel heichal, chayev. Hoyo ve'en roi l'shchitas kol zevach. And the reason is being that you're not allowed to shech this, it's considered chutz lazor. Maskel, the rova asked the kashi, im kein, nichtev krabbe machna michutz lamachana, v'loi boi v'al pesach oyomoy. When the Torah says that shchutei chutz is if it was b'machna michutz lamachana, so we pretty much set up, we now know what shchutei chutz is. Why does the Torah have to go weiter and say, v'al pesach oyomoy loivi? He didn't bring it into the oyomoy. What's that moisef? Val Pesach Hayomoy Lamali says Rav Alav Lamute Gaga. I think it was coming to my God to tell me that being that how do you get to the roof of the Heichal? You went Al Pesach Hayomoy. So being that you went Al Pesach Hayomoy, maybe it's coming to tell me that you're pop. So Ula said that if somebody shechts Al Gaga Shal Heichal is Chayiv. Tain is Rav. I think the words Al Pesach Hayomoy is coming to teach me that you're pop there. Because what's Al Pesach Hayomoy coming to teach me? It's probably coming to teach me that the only time you're Chayiv is if it was Al Pesach Hayomoy Loivir. But being that to get to the roof you went Al Pesach Hayomoy, presumably, or at the very least, you're within the Oil Mayid area, so Sehesnish al Pesach Oil Mayid. So I think those words are the rabbis that you're going to be potted. But the Gemara says, well, Rava, if Rava holds that the words al Pesach Oil Mayid is teaching me that any time you shecht outside of the oil moed, you're going to be potter. Im kein nichtav al pesach oyim al hevi'ay. B'machna u'b'chutz l'machna l'amali. Why did Torah say b'machna u'b'chutz l'machna? So says the Gemara, I can spin it differently. Lav lasuye gagoy. Maybe b'machna u'b'chutz l'machna, which is being moisif in the iser, is coming the rabbis that gagoy should be aser. Meaning Rava's methodology that al pesach oyim al hevi'ay is a maramakim in the literal sense. It's telling me where Shchutei Chutz takes place. Outside of the Oyel Moed, that's what Shchutei Chutz is. Then why did Torah have to tell me B'machna Mechutz L'machna? What do I need the whole Limud, B'machna, Chutz L'machna, Chutz L'Gimel Machna, is maybe Darim, El Pesach Oyel Moed. It's very simple. If it was outside of the Oyel Moed, that's when you're going to be Chayef. So if anything, Tain is the Gemara, B'machna Mechutz L'machna, now is extra, and it's L'Rabbis, I think it's L'Rabbis Isser, it should be Mar Begag like Ula. I agree with your kasha. Al Pesach Hayomoy Lo Hevi'ay is in and of itself a makar to the mokim of Shchutei Chutz. Therefore, I don't need b'machne mechutz l'machne, which means it's coming the rabbis, but it's not the rabbis gagel, it's the rabbis something else. What if the animal was inside, but the neck was sticking outside? Are you chayv a potter? It's the rabbis that you chayv. The Gemara says, savar b'chutz pshita. Am I kapit rachmona shchita, shchita b'chutzi. If the tzavu was b'chutz, why do I need a pasuk to tell me you chayv? Of course, you chayv. Elo la'suya kula b'chutz v'tzavar, just the opposite. What if the animal was outside and the tzavu was inside? You would have thought you should be potter, being that the tzavu was inside. Kamash malon, being that roving animal is outside, you're going to be chayv.